Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Cool. Very cool. I like this song.
Yeah, I thought we needed something different.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good. So I hope everybody had a good Christmas day, and now the big rush is on for the New Year's. You doing anything New Year's Eve? Any big plans?
Yeah, staying home because I'll be broke after buying the house.
Yeah, at least you'll have a house to stay in, right?
Not yet.
Oh, no, you move in January?
Middle end. Because I have to get the tenants 30 days.
Oh, gosh, excuse me. Wow. Well, let's see, New Year's Eve? Probably be another year that I just sit home.
Yeah. Maybe.
But hopefully, I might still have my kids. They usually spend, like, the whole holiday break when they're off from school with me.
Oh, okay.
So, maybe what I'll do is I'll just keep them for New Year's Eve, because sometimes they say, oh, we want to go home and watch the ball drop with Dad, but maybe this year I'll be like, you know what, stay here. We'll have some, maybe I can get some cheaper caviar, just a little caviar, a little bottle of crappy Corbel. Ugh. Corbel is like the morning after champagne now. All right, one bottle for $37, $38. Let me get a bottle of Veuve Clicquot.
Unless you get the Corbel and you make it mimosas.
That's what Corbel is good for now. That's what I meant by the morning after champagne, because you just mix it with orange juice the next morning. But Veuve Clicquot. Yeah, I should get one bottle of Veuve Clicquot, just a little bit of caviar, put on some cream cheese on crackers, have some shrimp cocktail, really ring in the new year, you know.
Yuck.
Oh, back in the 80s, I was like a caviar fiend. Oh, my God. I got so into that. It was terrible. And you have to have a 24-karat solid gold spoon so the metal of the spoon is pure. It doesn't taint the caviar.
Lordy.
The eggs can't break. And, oh, it has to go in your mouth a certain way. Really, it was like, oh. I was into my whole Dynasty thing every week. And I would sit there and watch Alexis Carrington Colby. And I was like, I so want to be her.
Oh, my. Heaven help the world.
Yeah, well, obviously it didn't happen. I'm living in Hackettstown. You can't get further diametrically opposed to Alexis Carrington Colby than living up the street from a cow farm.
Well, you do have to move to Texas.
I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm going to go check it out.
Texas.
But, you know, I have to say, the male stock, they grow them pretty gosh darn tootin' tall and handsome down in Texas. Every guy I've seen come out of Texas, I mean, 6 foot is like short for them. You know, I mean.
Well, it's because
Jensen.
Well, you know, they have to be tall.
Why?
Well, you know, those bulls are pretty big. You know, they have to get behind them.
Nice. To all our male Texan listeners, disregard his comment. I still think you're all mighty tall and mighty nice. Yeah, I didn't see any good-looking guys in California. Isn't that weird?
Well, you have
I mean, you would think that's the plastic surgery state
nation. You were in kid mode, though.
Yes, huh?
So you're not looking as hard with kids.
There's all the fathers you can check out.
Yeah, but you're still in kid mode.
Well, yeah, you're right. I was having fun. I wasn't really. Well, I mean, but still, the plant life in general, you can take in that plantscape while you're doing other things. And I can tell you, I've really... I saw a couple guys with red hair, which really stood out, you know, because that's pretty rare to see a redheaded guy. And, you know, of course, redheads, like, I can tell you, generally we're not good-looking people. Sorry, but it's sad. But we, you know, you're freckled messes, you know, you got to coat yourself with makeup base and tanning and sunblock. And it's just, you know, so yeah, the redheaded guys didn't do it for me. And then... I mean, there was one redheaded guy in my entire life that was so cute. Now, granted, he was coated with freckles, but still, he had a body to die for, and that was back in high school, and we won't even go there. But that's it. You know, basically, I saw the plant life out in Southern California. And actually, the first time I was out in Southern California, the year before, when I went out to stay with my friend Christopher, nothing.
Fire starter. Firestarter weed smoker?
No, not me. I was sitting there, I'm IMing you, going, boy, that kid's really smoking a lot of pot. Meanwhile, the house is almost burning down. I'm like, oh my God. But, Yeah, so, but I've seen that the, actually, and when I used to work, oh God, my other life selling superconductor raw materials and fluorochems.
The
good old days. And I'd have to fly down to Corpus Christi, Texas. My God. I'm telling you. The one pilot one time, they'd put you in a puddle jumper because you had to fly to the main airport, and then you got to take a little puddle jumper to get over to Corpus Christi.
I've done that.
Oh, I hate those things. And this guy comes walking. He had to have been like 6'6". I'm like, where, you're going to fly this thing? I'm like, he looked like he could pick it up, you know? It's amazing. But anyway, so, yeah, I got Texas on the brain, definitely. So, what else is new, Brian? So you're pretty much staying in for New Year's Eve, then?
So far, yeah.
You watch Dick Clark's Rock Leave? That's so cruel. I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding? I'm asleep way before that.
Oh, poor Dick Clark. But, you know, that is a fun show to watch.
Well, pretty soon they'll, you know, put stem cells in him. He'll be fine.
But how many years did he go where, I mean, literally, I think conspiracies flew around that this was just like another
clone
or something. I mean, people just don't age like that. Yeah. But I get a kick out of it. You know, the kids and I have fun. We'll get some noisemakers and, you know, watch the ball drop, go out on the balcony and scream like idiots, come back in.
Normal day.
Yeah. Only we'll have hats and noisemakers.
Normal day.
Oh, well. So if anybody else is bored on New Year's Eve, you know, you can just send an email to the deadline and let me know.
Just go driving around Hackettstown to around midnight until you hear all these people screaming outside with noisemakers. That's Laura.
There you go. I wonder what Elaine will be up to.
I don't know.
Or Dina. Well, Dina's got the baby, so they can't. They're kind of like, unless they get a sitter, they can't really go out. Like, it's expensive to go out on New Year's Eve. And it's like, I always heard it was the worst night to go to dinner of the whole year because service is just known to be pathetic on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you go out early, though. Mm. You do an afternoon thing.
That's why I like to make the stuff at home. Just put out some appies and stuff and shrimp cocktail at home and just
Pizza
party.
Hut delivers.
Ugh. Pizza Hut? That's like plastic pizza.
They're all plastic pizza.
No, not when you go to a real.
Well, I'm talking the ones that you usually deliver. Yeah, the
you're
big...
talking the ones that usually.
Yeah,
Domino's. He went right into his Italian.
Domino's, Papa John's.
Oh, they all suck. Oh,
Papa
time.
John's is the worst.
Oh, God, that stuff is nasty. Of course, you know. Watch, Papa John's is a proud sponsor of ParaX.com. That was our show tanking. Yep. Oh, well. Let's do meeting announcements, shall we?
There's our show.
There goes our show. So much for that. Anyway, the next meeting for the Central Jersey Division is going to be January 7th. It's always the first Wednesday of the month. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be there with their smiling faces to meet and greet you from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Hazlitt Library. Located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey, the North Jersey Division meeting will be taking place January 20th. It's always the third Tuesday of the month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. That's headed up by team leader Dina Chirico, who will be there with her smiling face to meet and greet you. If you have any suspicious photographs, recordings, what have you, bring it to the meeting and have it reviewed during the Share and Scare segment. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. If you want to be a member, you can buy membership at the meeting. You can sign up through PayPal right on our homepage of njghs.net. It's only $20 a lifetime. Or send in a PowerShare.
Which is usually the easiest.
And the cheapest. Yes. Yeah, you get it for free. So, all right. We're going to be right back after this little commercial break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year.
You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell us about? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me, Laura, your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes as well. Now, this week, we have two parashares from a very faithful listener in Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah. We haven't heard from her in a while. I guess she's been obviously very, very busy. This is, you remember Margaret,
yep.
Right, from Connecticut. So she says, "Hi, Laura and Brian. I have two stories for this parashare." forgive me. Number one, every October, my friend Donna, leader of the Cosmic Society, we know her, Donna Kent.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Donna. So every year, Donna leads a tour of haunted places in Connecticut. I had the pleasure of doing both of her tours this year, and on both tours, some very interesting stuff happened. Excuse me. I'm choking to death here. On the first tour, we visited some of the haunted sites on the eastern part of the state. Like I said, this is Connecticut. One of these spots was the Monte Cristo Cottage, also known as the Eugene O'Neill Homestead.
Mm, a Monte Cristo sandwich would go good right now.
Yeah. I haven't had one of those in years. That's like a bullet to my brain for a migraine because of the ham and the cheese, but yeah, ooh. Mm. I digress. Okay. While others were taking the tour downstairs and watching the movie presentation about the house, I was allowed to go upstairs by myself. While upstairs, I did some EVP work in some of the rooms. When I got home and listened to my recorder, I found that I had captured a female voice in one of the rooms. I had asked for permission to sit on the chair in the room, and right after I ask, you hear a very quick go. I wish she had sent the EVP as an attachment to play, but oh well. I also got a few pictures of orbs in the downstairs portion of the house. One of these orbs has a slightly lavender color to it, and if you blow up the pic, it looks like there might be eyes in it, but that's just my opinion. I would say that someone is definitely still calling the cottage home. The last stop on the Eastern Tour is a lantern walk in a cemetery. I got a few things, but nothing to write home about. After the walk, the tourists are invited back to one of the historical buildings nearby for cider and cookies.
Woohoo!
Nice. While there, people look at their pictures and ask Donna and myself what they think they captured. Some of the stuff that was shown to me was very interesting. People who have never done anything like this before got things from bright orbs to streaks of light. That is what makes me smile, watching their expressions when they get something that they have never seen before. Man, I love being a paranormal investigator.
Yes, me too.
Except lately, but we'll get into that later. The second tour was done on November 1st, All Saints Day or All Souls Day. We visited haunted sites on the western part of the state. Our first stop was Union Cemetery in Easton. Been there, done that, pretty creepy place. This is considered to be the most haunted cemetery in Connecticut, definitely. I visit Union as much as I can, and when I go there with others, I listen to them and say they feel uncomfortable and want to leave. I usually feel fine. Well, let me just say that now I know how others feel in there. On this day, the minute I walked in the cemetery, I wanted to leave. I was finding it very hard to walk around, and not because of the uneven ground. I also felt a heaviness in my chest, but when I left and got back on the bus, I was fine. My friend and fellow Cosmic member Greg, who is also a Reiki master, was there also and said he didn't like it in there either. From there, we went to Booth Memorial Park in Stratford. Earlier in the year, Cosmic did an investigation here and had a lot of stuff happen, but it was nothing like this visit. We were split into small groups and taken to different parts of the property. The group I was in toured the grounds first. Sorry. We visited several of the buildings, and I felt nothing until entering this one building. The minute I walked in, everything shifted, and I almost fell over. My friend Greg came over and said, "You feel it too? The energy is very high." I told him I know what he meant. We then moved into the main house, where a lot of things happened. As we toured Mrs. Booth's bedroom, one of the tourists had a K2 meter, and it was going nuts in the room. The tour guide also informed us that the door to the attic kept opening when the last group was up here. Not once did it open while we were in the room. As we left the house, people were taking pictures all over the place. Everyone, including myself, was getting weird things in their pictures, from orbs to streaks of light. It seemed that the energy was beginning to build up. And the bad thing was that we had to leave so we could go to the next stop on the tour. The Wednesday following this tour, we had our monthly meeting. Several people who had gone on the tour brought their photos with them. When we looked at them, I think half the room's jaws hit the floor when we looked at this one photo from Booth Park. In the photo is the misty shape of a man walking. You could see his face, body, and his legs, which were in the position of taking a step. One of the stories of the park is of a man in a dark suit carrying a lantern walking around the grounds. Was this him? Should be, was this he? Several members first thought it was cigarette smoke. We asked the guy if anyone had been smoking nearby when he took the picture. He told us no, and then went into explaining that he had not even lit up his own cigarette yet. Well, to make a really long story short, this guy and his friends are now joining Cosmic, and we will be going back to Booth soon to do another investigation. I hope that the energy will still be high when we go back. Thanks, Margaret, member of the Cosmic Society of Paranormal Investigation. Well, thank you, Margaret. That is awesome. And if you could get a hold of that picture or that EVP and send it to us, that would be nice to have for the show or to put on the website to share with people who listen to our show. All, what, 8 of them now?
I don't know. With the holidays, we've dropped that in half.
But anyway, thank you very much, Margaret, and we will be right back after this break. Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia...
What's that sound in the background?
That's the haunted toilet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's not an EVP. I have people that write in sometimes saying, oh, I think I heard an EVP on your show. It's like, well, no, we were hoping you wouldn't hear the toilet running.
No, there wasn't.
The
there wasn't any EV.
Good one, Bri. So last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the guest we had on the deadline from the show Haunting Evidence? The answer, Patrick Burns. Very nice guy. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of so fairly easy. What is the name of the Native American tradition used for cleansing a home or a person's aura? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt.
Ooh.
All right. So I want to make sure we wish everybody a happy new year. And just so you know, this show is going to run for 2 weeks. So we will be back in the studio, I believe, January 6th, so a new show. You won't really hear a new show from us until the new year, until January 9th, 2009.
You lucky people.
So, you know, if you have any parashares, any things you want to get in, just bear that in mind that we'll be recording again January 6th. And if you have sent stuff in and you're like, how come I haven't heard my parashare? That's why, because we're recording ahead of time to get through the holidays.
Just email Lauren, ask her why.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Thanks. So have a great happy new year. Be safe. Enjoy. Thanks to our wonderful Brian Sant. Thank you for another year, Brian.
Another
2008
year
has flown by. Another year. Can you believe the deadline turned 3 years old in September this year?
I know.
Of 2008?
Can you believe I've already been living up here for over 2 years?
It's amazing. Yeah, I moved into Hackettstown in December of 2004.
Yep.
So I've been up here 4 years. Wow. Time flies. This year flew by.
You say so.
Yeah. But really, what a blink. Amazing.
Oh, well. It's gone.
It's gone. So thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And as always, thanks to our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Oh, and make sure when the calendar kicks over on New Year's Day that you vote for the deadline on Podcast Alley. Keep your eyes and ears open to see if we end up in the rotation there on parax.com, on that network. It's the largest paranormal show network, from what I understand.
Well,
trying
don't worry.
To be the largest.
If we are, I'm sure you'll send out a blast.
Yes, yes. I'll keep everybody apprised. I'll keep you in the loop. Don't worry. So thanks for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.